Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the wonderful world of donabe cooking. Get ready, folks. This is going to be a delicious deep dive.
Ooh, donabe, I'm intrigued. So what exactly is a donabe anyway?
Great question. It's a Japanese earthenware pot, essentially, do meaning earth and nabe meaning pot. Think of it as a cozy, versatile cooking vessel with a rich history.
So like ancient crockpot vibes?
Kind of, but way more stylish. Our content creator got his hands on one and took it for a spin, starting with the most basic of basics, rice.
Rice? Really? That doesn't sound too exciting.
Hold on. He'd never cooked rice without a rice cooker. Talk about a challenge. He was aiming for fluffy, separate grains, not too dry, not too slimy, and hopefully some of that crispy okogi at the bottom.
Okoge? Is that like burnt rice?
Burnt in the best way. Savory, nutty, delicious. It's a nostalgic food for him, and honestly, who doesn't love a little crispy rice? Plus, there's something poetic about cooking this staple food in such a traditional pot.
I see, interesting. So rice was a success.
A qualified success. Ratios were a bit off, but the texture and the subtle sweetness won him over. Next up, a trip to Toyero, a donabe specialty store in LA.
Wow, a whole store dedicated to donabe. There must be tons of varieties.
Exactly. Different shapes for steaming, grilling, even single-serving eggs. It's like a donabe wonderland. He even got a smaller, more personal donabe recommended by the owner, Naoko Takemori, aka Miss Donabe herself.
Miss Donabe? Love it. So what did he make with his new donabe?
Yosinabe, a delicious communal hot pot, perfect for sharing with friends. He used chicken tsukune, those yummy jammy meatballs, and a fish-based broth, but you can really customize it however you like.
Sounds amazing. Any donabe disasters?
He was worried about cracking the pot from overheating, but it all went smoothly. Then, the final boss, Budaka Kuni, braised pork belly.
Oh man, that's some serious cooking.
It was a bit chaotic, searing the pork, simmering for hours to melt the gelatin. He even got some tips from a friend, Rie, on what makes a good Budaka Kuni. And Rie even loaned him a third donabe, a tagine-style one.
Three donabes. This is getting serious. So, did the Budaka Kuni turn out okay?
It was a triumph. Tender, melty, flavorful. He ate it all, even though he was supposed to share some with Rie. Overall, the donabe experience was a resounding success, despite a few rookie mistakes. The gentle, even cooking, the beautiful presentation, it's more than just a pot, it's a whole vibe.
So the verdict? Necessary kitchen item or just a trendy gadget?
Absolutely necessary. He's officially a donabe convert. And you know, I'm feeling pretty inspired myself. Maybe I need to get my hands on one of these magical pots.
Me too. Thanks for sharing this culinary adventure. Until next time, happy cooking.
And a special shout out to Naoko Takemori, Miss Donabe, for spreading the donabe love. Goodbye, everyone. And don't forget to check out Toyero if you're ever in LA.
Goodbye.